Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is here, ready to work fast and straight and true, because he has a good heart. And by the way, that's his profession, getting people to have better hearts, stronger hearts. Despite all of his good work, Dr. Ken has a 100% fatality rate, because nobody gets out alive. We still have a 100% mortality rate. I'd like us to work on that, Ken. What do you think? Can we do something about that?
I'll get on it right away.
All right, he's an expert, Dr. Ken is, and he's here at 888-553-7536, an expert in all medical forms and persuasions and pursuits. If you don't plan to die today or tomorrow, perhaps this would be a good connection for you. 888-553-7536. This may be a way for you. I'll bet you that during the course of this program, over the years and years that we've done it, that we have actually saved some lives. And I don't say that in a smug way or in a flip way. But I think people, when they call here, they get information, they get connection, and they understand that Ken has the certification to bring about the sense of understanding and what do I do next? That's always the question that underlies any of the problems that people present, Ken, don't you think? What
Absolutely.
Do I do next?
And we keep you out of trouble, and we give you evidence-based answers to that question, and we give you a lot of different alternatives, and we take from all the different possibilities, traditional medicine, as well as evidence-based alternative medicine.
That's interesting. Nobody ever asks us, and I wonder about that. We talk about insurance in terms of things like the whatever Medicare provides or whatever insurance costs you have. I have a friend who's going through cancer bone. He's got bone cancer.
Wow.
And he's got the right attitude, and he's got all of the things that he's miserable. He said, I wouldn't wish this on anyone. He is going through treatment that makes him, his life is misery.
Yes, the illness is painful. The treatment is uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. But he's very convinced that he's got a better shot than average to lick it. And so I think that helps.
He has multiple myeloma?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and I know that the rate 10 years ago, it would have been time to say goodbye.
There is some hope now.
Yeah, right.
There's some breakthroughs in the last year.
Yeah, yeah, and he's getting all of that. But he told me yesterday he wouldn't believe how much it costs. And the various insurances, Medicare, because he's my, I think he's a year younger than I am. He's on Medicare and Supplement A and Part B and D and whatever else there is there, but they just don't pay. And I don't understand that. Maybe some of you have experiences and can add to the discussion of how you've handled it or how your family has handled it, because we all know many families. This guy's not wealthy. He's got a good business. He's worked hard all of his life. But he's like most of us. He's, you know, somebody that he would choose to keep working even if he didn't need to. But he needs to, because in this circumstance, whatever money he has will be wiped out.
Well,
by
treatment. In the last 3 years, there's been some amazing breakthroughs in biotechnology, and most of the biotech drugs are in the cancer area, yeah. And some of them are in the infectious disease area, and these drugs are just whoppingly expensive.
Oh, my God. He told me how much. It's like $200 a shot for the stuff.
That's the cheap one.
Yeah, right. And so this all adds up. So he's found ways to apply for grants. His wife is doing a lot of work investing. I told him he should start a crowdfund. He's got plenty of people, his customers, his friends, who would contribute to a crowdfund.
What kind of insurance does he have?
He's got regular Medicare, and he's got all the supplements and everything.
And he still has gaps.
He has gaps. Yep. Yep. Is there some plan that would provide you with...
Well, he's an outpatient now. He's not in the hospital, correct?
He will be going to the hospital. He's going to Dana-Farber for a week when they do the harvesting of the bone marrow.
To be admitted.
Yeah,
and
right.
Well, is he... Presuming, has he looked into it? Will his insurance cover most of the inpatient? Because that's where they tend to be a little better.
Yeah, I think that that's the case. But he was concerned because all of these, he's going to take whatever he has to take, because I know he wants to be over this. But he doesn't want to leave his family indebted, you know, should something happen, or he doesn't want to be indebted himself to a point. You know, more bankruptcies occur because of medical than anything else. And, you know, you could easily see when he was giving me these costs and how long this stuff works. I know he's got some, but he's not, he doesn't have, you know, that kind of tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars, to pay for some of this stuff. And that's really what, you know, there is an argument that comes down to if you have money, you'll live. And if you don't have money, you'll die. There's an argument that you can make for that. In a sense, don't you? I mean, in some things don't make any difference, but in some things it does.
Well, what's happened is that these new drugs have come about so quickly in this area, these biotech drugs,
right.
And the insurers have not caught up with it.
Right.
They see $80,000 a year per person, and they just haven't yet figured it out. They haven't decided, you know, it takes these committees to meet forever
to figure out
whether they're safe, they're effective, whether they're cost effective,
yep.
Whether we should cover them, and then they need to negotiate good rates. And these committees, these insurers, haven't caught up yet.
Yeah. All right, so Ken's going to talk to you about the election and how it affects your health. We'll spend some time on the Ebola syndrome. There is a new, I think, help for women when it comes to cervical cancer screening. That's something that is important for many people who listen to our audience. If you're a smoker, Ken's got some news for you there. Allergies, that sort of thing. I am actually going to Los Angeles to enjoy my daughter's pregnancy in a way. The party that's being given for her tonight, and another exercise tomorrow in loving and caring and sharing.
How close is she?
How close? She's December 22nd.
All right.
So
mark your calendars.
That's it. Right, exactly. So I will leave you after we have a moment or two devoted to Heart Factors Plus, which is the best-selling supplement that we have ever talked about on this program. It's worked for tens of thousands of people, both men and women, and they all say pretty much the same thing, Ken.
So are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Remember, this nitric oxide, it's Nobel Prize winning research. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they say. Dennis, one of our listeners from New Jersey, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helps with my blood pressure, and I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan, another listener from Maryland. She says that after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, but he does not have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also helps keep your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function.
All right, so Heart Factors Plus, you want to know now how to get it? 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. It'll get more blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain, where it really needs to go. And the trial is risk-free. You call now. You'll get 3 months for the regular price and a free month with your order. Mention Dr. Ken Kronhaus when you call for Heart Factors Plus at 800-621-6313. Let me give you that number one more time so as you're dialing it, you have it right. 800-621-6313.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than $1. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents. Plus, unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else, and get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Dr. Ken Crownhouse welcoming you to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We'll be here hopefully for the next 2 hours answering your questions and bringing you up to date on all the health care news. There are thousands of medical journals published each week. I try to read the most important ones, bring you up to date each week on those publications, those breakthroughs, the practical ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your health, maybe even help you keep yourself on planet Earth a little longer, and most importantly, improve the quality of your life. I am a very well-trained, traditionally trained physician. I was a medical student in the MD-PhD program at the University of Pennsylvania, finished there in 1982, went to Duke University. I was an intern and resident there, and then finished the cardiology fellowship at the University of California, San Francisco. And since the late 1980s, I've been practicing cardiology, head-to-toe circulation in a town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando called Mount Dora. But I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. I can provide answers to your questions from head to toe, yourself, your friends, your spouse, the kids, parents, grandparents, anything you'd like to ask. I promise I won't embarrass you. We'll hopefully get you on quickly. No paperwork, no bills. What could be better? No meaningful use, no computer in front of your face. What could be more pleasant? 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. Let me give it out again. In the 50 United States, toll free, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. It would be very hard for me to start the show without at least making a couple of comments, because I know I got questions in the office all week, and I've been getting questions about what is my thoughts about what the election this past week will have on medicine. And actually, I'd love to hear the listeners' thoughts. I'd like to hear from you all what you think the upshot is from this week. But I've been thinking about it, and this is a wonderful country. Yesterday, I was at my daughter's high school. They did a Veterans Day celebration. I don't think there was a dry eye in the crowd after we left. It was just unbelievable, making me so proud to be an American, so glad that I live in America, the best country in the world. And if anyone had any doubt after watching this show that about 500 folks put on for veterans of all armed forces coming to celebrate them and to celebrate this wonderful country, it's amazing. And each year in our democracy, we decide, we give feedback to those people who we hire to do our work, and they serve us. Remember that. And we went to the polls and we gave a message, and I think there are going to be some very important implications to health care. And there has been an effort to move prior to the election to a more federal, more centralized control. And I think that the American public spoke and said, whoa, this is not what we want. We don't want more centralized control of our health care. We want more localized control. We want states to be making more decisions. We want us individually to be making more decisions. And I'm going to get a little bit more into this when we get back. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, don't go away.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Ken Crown House at your service. 1-888-55-DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536. I'll answer all your healthcare questions, help you get to the next step, share with you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. If you've been to the doctor this week, you probably left with questions unanswered. Before you know it, you're in the parking lot, you forgot what you wanted to ask. I'd love to help you get to the next step. I specialize in peace of mind. I won't embarrass you. I'll answer your questions in easy-to-understand language. Well, let me get back to where we were. I was giving you some inspirations after this election, where I think we're going, why this week's election may actually affect your health. Well, Obamacare, the Unaffordable Health Care Act, will not be repealed in the next 2 years because there are just not enough Senate votes to override a presidential veto. And it's amazing how many senators, remember, we had to get to 61 senators to pass Obamacare, and not a single Republican voted for it. Never in the history of medical legislation that has affected all of us has it been done in a non-bipartisan manner. So this amazing act, which changes the face of health care in America, was passed with not a single Republican vote. They needed 61 senators. About half of these that voted for this are no longer even serving. So what is What does this all say about this whole program? Well, this is not going to be repealed in the next 2 years because, again, there just aren't enough votes in the Senate to override a presidential veto. But there are going to be bills, without a doubt, carved out that are going to get bipartisan support. They're going to, I'm sure, vote to repeal it, but it's going to be vetoed. But then they're going to carve it out. For example, there are some parts of this bill that are so incredibly unpopular. One is the individual mandate. Very, very unpopular across America. And they're going to carve this out, pass it. I bet they'll get bipartisan support, and then we'll see what happens. Also, the tax on medical devices. This is a 2.3%
excise tax on medical devices from Obamacare. It's a provision that potentially pays for much of the health care law. It costs thousands of jobs, however. It limits investment in research, and it impedes new product development. This is very unpopular. I'm sure they're going to carve this out, and we'll see if President Obama will sign it or veto it. Also, about 2 weeks ago, late on Friday, you know, this is what they do when they don't want you to see what's really going on. They dump these bills late on Friday around dinner time when they think nobody's paying attention. Everybody's out celebrating for the weekend. The news cycle is over. And they dumped from Washington over almost 3,000 new pages of health care legislation written by the bureaucracy, all new policies, and this is what those of us who provide health care now have to start filtering through and figuring out what these almost 3,000 new pages of laws are going to do to our practices, how we deal with this. So in a world where people run small businesses, which is nothing more than what healthcare providing is, and if people who write these got out of the bubble and started taking care of patients, they would realize you have to run what resembles a small business. You have to pay your bills. You have to pay your overhead. All the money that are so-called physician reimbursement, only a tiny fraction goes into the physician's pocket. It goes to pay all of the overhead, which just keeps going up and up to provide health care. And to provide quality, high quality care costs more and more money. And this money that is so-called physician reimbursement is what is used to pay all the overhead and costs of running everybody's business that has to occur to provide health care. So we were the recipients of, those of us who provide health care, almost 3,000 new pages of regulation about two Fridays ago. So enjoy your weekend, healthcare providers. Is this any way to provide health care? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. So I think we're going to see some action on the individual mandate. I think we're going to get a pushback about all this increasing regulations on providers, we're going to see a pushback on these panels that are being set up totally outside of the elected official to have great impact on what healthcare policy is. And also, we're going to see perhaps an effect on the expansion of Medicaid. See, the way the Obamacare works is it essentially puts as many people as possible into Medicaid, which, ask any of your doctors what they think of Medicaid as an insurance and how many quality physicians really participate in Medicaid when they run their own practice. And the way they save is by putting people in this undesirable insurance called Medicaid, and then they pull money from Medicare to pay for it and lower the quality there and give us 3,000 regulations to try and figure this out. So if anyone has any solutions, I'd love to hear them. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, what do you think? Where are we headed now?
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So glad to be with you. I'd like to help you get through any of your health care issues. We're all walking around with an unanswered question about our health. Somebody we know, kids, parents, friends, a spouse. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-553-7536. I'm with you each week at this time. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Let's head out to Rancho Mirage, California, and kick off the festivities with Peter. Peter, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you so much. Doctor, I had an episode on Sunday of this past week, and I woke up very dizzy, and the room was spinning. So anyway, I ended up going to the emergency, and they put me on IV, and then I felt fine. And when I left in about an hour and a half, but then the dizziness came back, and I went to an ear specialist, and the doctor put me on trimethoprim, I guess, yeah.
And also, antibiotic.
Yeah, and it's a water pill, but the other one is prednisone. And prednisone, P-R-E-D-I-S-O-N-E, which is a steroid. So one's a water pill and the other one's a...
So he put you on hydrochlorothiazide.
Yeah, it's T-R-I-A-M.
Triamterin.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what it is. Triamterin. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a diuretic.
Okay. So I'm still, very unsteady on my feet. So they said that I had fluid in the back of my ear and that the only way to get that out, and they diagnosed it as... Meniere's disease?
Yes.
And so they said that you have to get the fluid out in order for me to gain my balance back, I guess.
Exactly.
The back of my left ear. So, and I'm just you know, walking around. I'm getting better each day, but I'm still uneasy on my feet, and I just don't know how long this is going to last.
Sure. This is no way to go around, is it? Let's talk a little bit about Meniere's, because unfortunately it's not uncommon. It's a disorder of the inner ear, as you pointed out, and it causes spontaneous episodes of what doctors call vertigo. That's true dizziness where the room is actually spinning. The walls rotate around you, correct?
Right, right. Initially, that's what happened, yes.
It's a sensation of a spinning motion, and you can have fluctuating hearing loss, ringing in the ear, which we call tinnitus, and sometimes of a fullness or pressure in your ear. In many cases, Meniere's can affect just one ear. Or is one or both of your ears involved?
My left ear.
Your left ear. Okay. And there's a lot of known causes for this and some that we don't quite understand. There's some improper fluid drainage, perhaps because of a blockage or anatomic abnormality. You did the right thing. You went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, otorhinolaryngologist. Hopefully they got a good look in there. Did they see anything of any concern when they looked other than just the presence of some fluid?
No, that was it. That was all. Yeah.
Good. And the fact you don't sound like a youngster, the fact that this hasn't happened before, that's encouraging that you don't have some unusual anatomic congenital defects. So that's a good thing.
It has happened before.
It has.
It's happened like three times before. And I one time I was diagnosed with dehydration. So it was probably misdiagnosed at that time. Then they thought I had a heart problem because I was nervous when I was in and I went through all of the tests from the heart laboratories and everything, and I came back in perfect health.
Well, there are some other reasons why you can have this or trigger it. You can have a viral infection, very common cause. I don't know if you have any viral illness lately that you can associate with this. Allergies.
No.
Are you the kind of guy who gets a lot of allergies?
Well, I do. I do in the spring and in the fall.
All right. Well, Peter, that may be the trigger and the way to get ahead of this so it doesn't keep recurring. Maybe to go get some allergy testing with an allergist, and that will suppress this, hopefully. There are some genetic predispositions to this, but it doesn't sound like we have to really find anything more complicated than the simple explanation. But just for completion, head trauma and migraine headaches sometimes can figure this out and cause this. But, there's an old expression in medicine, in the middle of the night when you hear hoofbeats, don't think of zebras. And what that means is common things occur commonly, and it sounds to me like you have common occurring allergies that trigger this. Get the allergies taken care of, and it sounds to me like you won't be tortured by this. So how do you treat this? Yes, you got to clear up that fluid, and hopefully they're with the medication they gave you, that'll clear up the fluid. But I would definitely talk to an allergist, and if that doesn't do it, then the ear, nose, and throat doctors have all these different tricks that I don't even want to go into them, because hopefully they won't even have to deal with them for you. Peter, so good luck, and I hope that this gets solved for you. Let's go to Macon, Georgia, and welcome Bobby. Bobby, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Come on into my medical office on the radio.
Good morning. Good morning. The very best to Dr. Ken. And
thank you
so much for doing the show, Dr. Ken. You do an excellent job. Dr. Ken, I'm following up with you from last year. I had called you around October to tell you that I had lost my health care, my United Healthcare, and my doctor, Dr.
What happened to if you like your insurance, if you like your doctor, you can keep them both.
Exactly.
What happened?
I don't know, but I keep trying to find out, and I can't get anybody to call me back. So basically what I did is I emailed all my senators. They did respond to me, but I kept trying to get a hold of my congressman, Mr. Sanford Bishop, and I kept leaving messages with to his staff there, and I never could get him to call me back. And so anyway, this final year when the election was getting ready to come up, I had called your show again and told you that I still had that same problem. And you said it might be a good idea to try to call right now because it's election time. He may answer. And guess what, Dr. Kim? You were exactly right. He did answer. And he talked to me. And I had asked him. I told him about my situation. And I said, you know, I want to know what you're going to do to try to help me get my doctor back and my health insurance. I said, you know, 6 to 8 million people lost their coverage and their doctors. And then, you know, about 6 million or however many got on Obamacare. But I want to know what you're going to do to try to help me with my situation.
And what did he say as we're all on the edge of our chairs?
Right. Basically what he told me was the Republicans won't work with him. You know, anything that he wants to do or they want to do to try to do something, the Republicans won't work with him. I said, no, that's not the question. I want to know what you're going to do to try to help me get my doctor back.
Or how did he explain even losing it if that wasn't supposed to be part of the bill?
Mm-hmm. I guess I could have asked him about that, but I'm more concerned about getting him back.
Exactly.
Because I've already lost him. There's nothing I can do about that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he told me that he was going to get somebody from CMS to give me a call, and they would talk to me about it. And I am sitting here today still waiting on that call.
Since last November?
This October when I called in. You know, before the election, I had called
him. Current
like
election.
You said, yeah,
okay.
Currently. Last year, I never could get him. He never did call me. That's why I was so upset with him. But anyway, so I'm still waiting for a call for that. But the good news is this, Dr. Ken. Now, with all of this stuff that's been going on, I think that the state of Georgia employees and the retirees were very upset that they were just told that they could keep one health care, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield, and now they have opened it up to three different health cares, which has always been the case. We've always been able to have a choice of providers, and now they do have United Healthcare, so I am getting back on United Healthcare. I am calling my doctor. I have already made an appointment, so I won't get a physical this year, but I will get a physical next year. So I am just ecstatic that I'm able to get my doctor back, but they had not done anything to help me do it.
Bobby, and hopefully, you know, hopefully this might be one of the changes that occur after the current election. I lost my health insurance also.
Right.
All of these plans that we liked, I like my plan,
mm-hmm.
you like
me
your
too.
Plan, and hopefully that will be part of the new Senate's agenda to allow us to get back on these plans that we were promised we wouldn't lose, we lost, and we want back.
Dr. Ken, let me just tell you this one other thing. I went to another doctor that I've been seeing for quite some time, and I saw him. And when I called up there, they said, do you have Obamacare? I said, no. She said, well, if you have Obamacare, we do not take it. I said, I've got new insurance, but I think you all take it. And I told them what it was, and they said, yes, we will take that. So I went to go see him. We had a discussion for over 20 minutes about this Obamacare, and he had to spend over $1 million to get his current computer system up with all the rules and regulations of this Obamacare. And he told me, he says, how is that helping you as a patient?
And we just got 3,000 more regulations 2 weeks ago.
It's
3,000 pages of new regulations 2 weeks ago.
And they're just trying to crush businesses and doctors. I just don't understand why people cannot just get up and see the light. I think some of them are, and I think you're right. I think the American is starting to say, hey, look, we don't want this. We need to get this stopped. So I want to see how he's going to work now with the people that are up there. He's saying that the Republicans weren't working with him. I want to see how he's going to be working with the Republicans.
Well, I hope they put a bill on his desk, several bills every day. And now we can keep score.
Right. So much. I just wanted to follow up with you because you did tell me to call and you fight. So he did. I didn't really care what he had to say because he didn't say anything to me.
But I think, Bobby, you should, you know, you've called your Congress people, your senators. You should call President Obama and ask him how come you lost your insurance after he promised you if you liked it, you could keep it.
Okay, well, that's my next question for him, Dr. Ken. So thank you so very much.
I think you should try and ask our president, you know, how he explains what happened to you after he gave us his word that this would not happen. And that's what I think people are troubled with. People, my read of this is that people, it's not so much about Republicans, it's not so much about Democrats, it's about America. We want people who are going to work for the country, what's good for the country, that are going to put the country ahead of any party and do the people's work. That's what everybody's asking for. And if you don't understand that, get out of the bubble.
Dr. Ken, we really appreciate you. Keep up the great work. You've helped thousands of people, and I really appreciate it. My mom ever said if we move down to Florida, she wants you as a doctor. So we will be coming to see you. She's, you know, had some heart issues in the past, but she's doing real well right now. So she loves you, and thank you for all you do.
Thanks,
we really
Bobby.
Appreciate you.
And we're going to get back to medicine, what we do best, and thanks so much for calling, and keep in touch with us once in a while. Bobby, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to talk about post-Ebola syndrome. Does it persist after the virus is cured? On Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Dr. Ken, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKEN, 1-888-553-7536, toll free. I'll get you on the air, and I'll answer all your health care questions. You can see what we do. I'm here each week at this time, and I like to bring you up to date on all the health care news. I try to look at all the health journals that are published each week and find some of the bits that I think you're going to be interested in. My read on this Ebola, I fully understand that most of you are not going to get Ebola. Let me reassure you, most of you are not going to get Ebola. My big concern about Ebola has been that it just takes one or two patients in an emergency room to tie up the whole hospital. We saw this in Dallas. One patient closed down the emergency room of one of the top five hospitals in one of the major states in our country, one of the biggest states in our country. And therefore, my concern about this Ebola is that it could cripple the health care in our country if it's not dealt with good management. And it looks like, as we're catching up on being prepared to deal with this, that at the moment it looks like it's a little bit better under control. Hopefully the activity in Western Africa will be more contained. I still think we should seal the area off to people leaving. We should certainly keep it wide open for anyone, American healthcare providers, worldwide healthcare providers. I think everyone in the world who has talent, it shouldn't be only an American issue, but all, people who have talent throughout the world should go and help this area of the world. Keep that end open, but until we get it under complete control, we should do what many other countries are doing and not let others in from that area until the area is under control. And this won't impede those of us who want to go and help. It's just common sense that this is what we do. I've talked to you about my grandmother when she was a little girl. She was quarantined in Ellis Island for over a month until it was clear that she and the rest of the family didn't have tuberculosis or any other infectious disease. They wore this as a badge of honor that they were coming into our great country disease-free. No one had to have any concern. They didn't want to create any concern with anybody. They wanted to enter this country and feel that they were not a burden on anyone, a mental or physical or economic burden on anybody. And they felt that by giving others in the country peace of mind by staying in Ellis Island was the common sense thing to do. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. So that is how my family originated here. And my grandmother, who was a 10-year-old little girl when she did all this, talked about this to me her entire life. She was proud of it. She felt like she went and did it the right way through the rules. and nobody, therefore, was concerned that they were going to catch anything. And it just seems to me that this is a common sense approach. I hear it from the patients every day. Why aren't we handling Ebola like this? And, you know, sometimes it's an art of medicine, there's a science of medicine, and we know about the science, but it would create so much peace of mind if we had an approach to all of this, and there wouldn't be this Ebola anxiety, which is going to be there unless we approach it with good common sense.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Ken Crownhouse, back with Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, answering all your health care questions, bringing you up to date on all the health news published in the medical journals each week. I was mentioning about what happens after Ebola, the post-Ebola syndrome. It seems to persist in many after the virus is so-called cured, after the patient is discharged from the hospital, no longer contagious. So if you're fortunate to survive Ebola, you may go on to develop what's being called post-Ebola syndrome. This is characterized by vision loss and long-term poor health. Approximately 50% of Ebola survivors report declining health after fighting off the deadly virus. Besides deterioration of vision, Ebola survivors, they're complaining of body aches, chest pain, headaches, and fatigue. I think that what happens is that after this enormous infection, there's an excessive inflammatory response. Remember, the inflammatory system of the body is there to protect us from foreign bodies and bugs. And in order to survive this, you need the turbocharger on your inflammatory system. And it just overworks. It overproduces, and it doesn't crank itself down quickly enough, and you end up in this chronic inflammatory state, and that's why there's lingering symptoms, joint aches, vision issues, And this is an issue that you need to deal with. It almost reminds me of the 1950s when people were dealing with polio and there was the post-polio syndrome. So this is another reason why we just need to get a handle on this and try and save ourselves from all this havoc. You know, some of you, especially guys, but I know women also now are enjoying cigars, think that it's a safer way to proceed. And again, Cigar Dave, don't shoot the messenger. And I'm just reporting what was in the medical literature this week. In cancer epidemiology, biomarkers, and prevention, just this week, some cigar smokers, they may believe they face less health risk than if they were smoking cigarettes. But this new study casts some doubt on that thought. Cigar smokers, they're exposed, according to this study, to high levels of cancer-causing agents and other toxic substances. They actually measured them in the bodies of the cigar smokers. And this suggests that the cigar smoking habit is as risky as smoking cigarettes, unfortunately. In spite of the fact that cigar smokers do not inhale, more attention needs to be paid on the damages of secondhand smoke and to acknowledge that no smoking is safe. Secondhand smoking causes asthma and possibly increase in the risk for lung cancer. So if you, I don't want to take away all your pleasures, but if you want to smoke cigars, realize you may be creating the same havoc as cigarettes. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So you may think that you're allergic to penicillin, but maybe not. This is a fascinating report this week from the annual meeting of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology that just took place this past Friday. We know that many Americans, they may check the box that they're allergic to penicillin on all these medical forms, but this new research suggests that most of them are mistaken. Follow-up testing revealed that most people who believed they were allergic to penicillin were actually not allergic to the antibiotic, according to these two new studies that were reported this past Friday at the annual meeting of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. In one study, 94% of 384 people who believed they were allergic to penicillin actually tested negative for penicillin allergy. And in the second study, penicillin skin testing was performed on 38 people who believed they were allergic to the antibiotic, and all, yes, 100%, all of them tested negative for such an allergy. So the upshot is, the practical point is that yes, if you had a horrible, and I hope it only happened once and it wasn't too bad, reaction to penicillin, and there's no doubt that you're allergic to penicillin, you're allergic to it. But for many of us, and I hear this probably once a week from a patient, they think they're allergic. You know, you may want to get tested by an allergist, because we have really neat ways to do this now, because then you'll be able to be on safer, cheaper, easier to take antibiotics than what you might have to take, the more expensive, the more potentially complicating causing antibiotic if you think that you're allergic. And sometimes some of these antibiotics we need to use because they're so much more effective, but we can't use them because you're allergic. Thanks for being with us. We have another great hour coming up. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.